Yesterday, we brought you a story about people protesting the sale of a low-income apartment building called the Theodora. The target of the protest was the company that bought the building in Seattle's Ravenna neighborhood, Goodman Real Estate. Eliana Horn is a tenants' rights organizer. She was one of the people demonstrating outside the Goodman Real Estate offices.
We're targeting Goodman Real Estate because Goodman Real Estate is preying on the affordable housing that's available in Seattle. Rents are skyrocketing. Part of this is because companies like Goodman Real Estate are trying to find the limited affordable housing that's left in our city and are making cosmetic improvements and then hiking up the rents.
We promised at the end of that interview yesterday that we would hear from the other side of the story, and now is that time. With us is George Petrie. He's CEO of Goodman Real Estate. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us. Well, as we heard, the tenants' union was protesting your purchase of the Theodora. Before you bought it, that building was managed by Volunteers of America. It included 114 affordable housing units. That included some fully federal-funded Section 8 apartments. How do you respond to Eliana Horn's claim that you are preying on low-income housing just to flip it?
Well, Marcy, I wanted to say thank you so much for the fact that KUW was willing to, you know, give a balanced report to this very important topic of housing that's affordable within the city of Seattle. It is one of the key focuses right now, as it should be. We are one of the better places in the United States that's blessed with just significant amounts of job growth. And with that comes opportunity, but also comes challenges. So we're excited about the fact that the job growth is happening, and we're prepared to and have been addressing the issues surrounding housing that is affordable.
Well, so they say that you're intentionally buying buildings like the Theodora and then fixing them up and raising the rent.
Well, I think that one of the things to consider is that specifically with the Theodora, number one, we have not purchased the building. We do not own the building. Two, that the Volunteers of America, who is an organization that has been serving the most vulnerable in the Seattle area for over 100 years. They're a national organization. I would encourage all of the listeners to go to their website and get a good understanding of who this group is. The Theodora was built in 1964. It is what we would consider to be a landmark within Seattle. It is a beautiful, beautiful building. And in fact, we actually just submitted an application to have the building landmarked. So that would preserve that building, and I would use the word perpetuity, as a contributing member to that Ravenna neighborhood. It will remain the same, as opposed to a developer would come in and tear it down.
Well, that makes sense, but will you preserve things like the Section 8 housing in the Theodora?
Well, the thing to consider there is the Theodora is a building that was, again, bordering on 50 years old, and one of the challenges is that it was built as a single-occupant rooming house. So there's single occupants and there's a shared kitchen. And that was a very appropriate business model. And at the time, it met the needs of the clientele. But through the years, as I've been chatting with Volunteers of America, it's become less and less the type of model that works. So as the building has continued to age, it's reached the end of its physical life. And Volunteers of America focused on how can we best serve the needs of the communities that we already serve. And one of those ways is saying, well, this particular model, which is costing us millions of dollars a year to support and only serving a few people, is probably not the best use of the resources that are available to us. We want to be good stewards. And so we're thinking that potentially we should take this building to market. And so they did. They actually went out to the nonprofit communities and shopped that building to try and find if there were people out there in the nonprofit world that wanted to maintain it as strictly affordable housing and serving that group. But the challenge becomes is the renovation costs are so great. The building itself can't be used the way it currently is configured. And so there were no takers in the nonprofit world.
Right, and I understand that you haven't purchased it yet, and I understand the economics of all of this, but I think the concern of the protesters is that there's going to be a net loss of these units that are very affordable for low-income people or people who depend on subsidized housing. And so I guess what I want to know is that something that you at Goodman Real Estate planned for the Theodora?
Well, one of the things that we're focused on is, first of all, we have to renovate the building because as it is right now, it's not really occupiable as the word you're using is apartments because they don't have kitchens.
Right.
So the thing to consider is that the building itself is functionally obsolete. it is also physically obsolete. So the key focus here is how can we maintain housing that's affordable within the Ravenna neighborhood? So as we look to what the plans for the future of the building would be, is first of all, let's landmark it, which we're doing. That may maintain that building in its current state and the part of the fabric that's a part of that neighborhood. The second thing we do is we come in and we do an extensive renovation. And so we'll be spending literally, probably $40,000 to $50,000 per unit renovating the infrastructure, electrical, plumbing, adding kitchens, redoing insulation, redoing roofs as needed, building out the common area so that they're completely updated. So it's very important to recognize that the cosmetic improvements are not what usually these types of buildings of this age and character require. They require significant infrastructure. And so as a part of that, we have to make sure that we're providing housing that's affordable. I think one of the key things in the city of Seattle is housing that's 60% and below of median income being $88,000 a year. There's government provided programs that help facilitate the development of that type of housing. And market rate housing of, say, 100% of median income and above, balancing sources and uses works. What's missing is that period, that income range from about 61% to 99%. And so we're targeting that once this building has been renovated and gives a new 50 to 100-year lease on life, it'll be hitting that income range right around 70 to 75% of median income. So somebody making about $50,000 to $55,000 a year, right around that range.
George Petrie, we have to wind up this interview. I really thank you for your time. George Petrie is CEO of Goodman Real Estate. And if you want to hear yesterday's story about the Theodora and Lock Haven apartments, you can visit KUOW.org. It's The Record with Steve Scherr. I'm Marcy Silman.